الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just briefly, we requested to give some advice. Allah Ta'ala has gathered us to witness an auspicious occasion, and that is of an auspicious sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of nikah. Something which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam advocated, encouraged, and a sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And in today's day and age, it's very important for us to appreciate this great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes nikah as being a fort, hisn, fort, meaning what? A fort is a place of security. In the old days, at the time of war, people would secure themselves in forts. And the forts would be built very strong and firm. Even now, if you go to certain parts of the world, and for those maybe who've been to India, and you have the Lal Qila, the Red Fort. So these type of places, the forts are built very solid and strong. And the stronger the fort is, the more protected a person is within it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described nikah as also being a fort. When a husband and wife's chastity and their iman is protected, but that too, it will only be protected if that fort is one which is strong. The foundation of it needs to be strong. The walls need to be solid as well. And for that, it is very important that both husband and wife implement the advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of inculcating these advices and also the shari'i elements of it in order to strengthen the bricks of the fort. Let's say when we do the nikah and the sunnah nikah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recite three verses of the Quran. And in these three verses, besides one of them, there isn't any mention of nikah in the rest. But what is common within these verses is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the importance of taqwa. Either ya ayyuhan nasu taqu or ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Which means what? That for husband and wife, if they want that this fort should be strong and firm, then just the way for the bricks and mortar, the cement needs to be correctly mixed. That mix is very, very important. Any less here and there or extra, and the cement will be weak. So for that to be strong, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned these verses, that if both husband and wife inculcate within them the consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically the husband, he'll see towards all the rights of the wife, and the wife will see towards all the duties towards the husband. It won't be a case of both challenging one another and blaming one another. Husband blaming the wife, you're not doing X, Y, Z, and she's blaming him that you're not doing A, B, C. But if the wife, it'll be A, B, C, D, and probably a lot more. So it won't be a case of that, but it'll be a correct mix. And if the correct mix is there, the fort is going to be solid. And for that, it's very, very important. This is something I mentioned just last week, Juma as well, as a nikah in Blackburn. And over the last few years, I think in every nikah majlis, something very, very important for not just those getting married today, but for those in future as well, and for everyone, even those who are married, that it is very, very important that this bond, because when nikah takes place, they're coming into a bond, a relationship, and this bond needs to be a strong bond in order for it to survive. Nikah nowadays are not surviving. Marriages are breaking up very quickly and very early. The reason for that is that bond, we're not even understanding what we're doing here. That when we have these certificates here, and there's a pen as well, and it's asking for signatures, you need to sign. And when you sign something in general life, it means what? You're committing yourself to something. Shari-wise, you don't need a certificate, of course. You don't need a pen to sign your name, but this indicates towards what? That you're committing yourself. The girl, she is committing herself, And the husband, he's also committing himself to what? To one another. And as long as that commitment for one another remains, then that bond will remain firm as well. And generation, our current generation crop, aren't so committing nowadays because they're very fragile. Unfortunately, this is the time that we're living in, that we have a fragile youth community. And because of that, they don't want to take responsibility. They don't want any stress. And remember, this is something which is going to come with responsibility. It comes with stress with it. But you need to be dedicated in it and willing to fulfill that. On small, small issues and matters, and I mentioned last week as well, that what happens is that when nikah takes place, the early days are best days of your life. And everything is fine. And you don't expect anything is going to go wrong. And then before you know, something will happen. And the reason why it is because the boy has his mindset. He comes from a certain background, a certain understanding, mindset, and the girl as well. You won't find two individuals who are total same, exactly the same. Yes, maybe before marriage, you'll say, oh, you're the perfect match for me, isn't it? Everyone does. First love is always what? The perfect match. But then what happens? The second one becomes a perfect match. And then the third one and the fourth one, this is how it continues, isn't it? So you think this is a perfect match. And the moment something goes wrong there, then immediately what starts? The boy says, I knew in the back of my mind that you're not the right one for me. And the girl says, my mate told me, my friend told me, my Saheli told me that you're making the wrong decision. So-and-so told me, and I made the wrong decision. And immediately now they're making the wrong decision, and now they're wanting to do what? They want to end and break that bond. So that shouldn't be the case whatsoever. It is a responsibility that both need to take and be willing to take that responsibility, and that marriage is for life. And the example I give is that this certificate which certifies is a receipt that the marriage has taken place. At the back of it, there is no return policies. Like a receipt you get, you have a return policy. Turn over and find 28 days. Before used to be 14 days and 28 days, and some give you 12 months as well. So it's very easy, and we become very accustomed to that. And probably people over this last couple of days have probably purchased a lot of things. Still, we'll try it out. If it fits, if it's fine, we'll keep it. If not, we'll return it. So we've also developed that type of mindset of returning things. So this doesn't come with any, Abdullah. There's no return policy on it at all. And that is very, very important. Yes, there may be reasons why sometimes it doesn't work out. Sharia has catered for that in a different manner. But it's not a case of let's try it out and see how things develop. If it works, fine. If not, then you know, we'll deal with that. We know. It is a bond that you're going into for life. And alhamdulillah, our elders have shown us that and they have proved that to us. And that is what love is. Today we have this mindset that we need to get to know one another. Boy and girl needs to get to know one another. And until we don't get to know one another, how are we going to live our entire lives together? And then what happens is that in that getting to know one another leads to what? Divorce within a week, within days. Why? Because you've got to know one another, everything, A to Z, before marriage. Now what's left? The only thing left now is that first argument. So that argument comes within the first day or two. Because all the romancing has already been expired now before you've come into nikah. What we're supposed to do right at the first, the beginning step, first step of nikah, we leave that for the last. What's supposed to be as the last, we bring that first. Nikah should be first and divorce should be right at the end. We've changed it around. Nikah comes right at the end and the first argument and we jump on to divorcing. So this is how we are. And because of that, in wanting to get to know one another, there's no bond there in nikah, and before you know that, nikah breaks. And if you look at so many of our elders, alhamdulillah, they got married in such a manner. Just last week somebody was mentioning with regards to a relative of theirs, and many will relate to this, they got married without even seeing one another. You know, we still have the privilege of having that choice of seeing and choosing ourselves. But there will be many, and there will be many sat here listening as well, who didn't have that opportunity. And you find what? 50 years have passed, and they're still together. And the fact that 50 years they're still together, 60 years they are together, that is what true love is. Even though they may not have said that it was love at first sight. It may not have been love at first sight, but the fact that that bond has lasted for 50 odd years shows what has kept it. It is love that is there, and that is what true love actually is. And that is the love Islam Shariat teaches us. Come into nikah according to how the Shariat says. See one another what Islam has given you the permissibility of. Come into nikah. You've got your whole 50, 60 years life ahead of you to get to know one another and enjoy the company of one another. So it's very, very important that we come into nikah with that intention that, look, it is something for life. And if we have that mindset, then we'll learn to tolerate one another and we'll learn to accept one another as well. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the understanding and tawfiq. Ab Abdullah kehega main kab se jo hai intezar kar raha hu, ab mazid jo hai bahut zyada ho gaya. Ahmad bhai kaun hai aap? Munib aapke kya hai? Mehdi aapke, theek hai. Shakil Yunus aur Khalid Suleiman. Nikah ki ijazat hai. Meher kya hai? Meher Fatima. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. جناب حاجی احمد غلام حسین پاندور, کیا آپ نے بشہادت شکیل یونس پاندور اور جناب خالد سلیمان پاندور, آپ کی بیٹی منیبہ احمد پاندور کی ذات کو میرے فاطمی کے عوض حافظ عبداللہ ابن افتاب کی نکاح میں دیا ہے؟ جناب حافظ عبداللہ ابن افتاب, حاجی احمد غلام حسین پاندور نے اپنی بیٹی کی ذات یعنی بیٹی منیبہ احمد پاندور کی ذات کو آپ کے نکاح میں بعوض مہر فاطمی دیا ہے. آپ نے منیبہ کو اپنے نکاح میں قبول کیا ہے؟ نکحتها وقبلتها. بارک اللہ بینکم وجمع بینکم وجمع فی خیر. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا واخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. الہ العالمین, آپ کے فضل الکرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے, تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما, تمام گناہوں کو چھوڑنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, تیری محبت نصیب فرما دیجئے, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, اس نکاح کی مجلس کو قبول فرما, خوب خیر اور برکات سے نواز دے. الہ العالمین, ہونے والے میاں بیوی کو بھی قبول فرما دیجئے. الہ العالمین, کا آپس میں خوب محبت عطا فرما, خوب مودت عطا فرما دیجئے. الفت پیدا فرما دیجئے, تمام حاسدین کے شور و فتن سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما دیجئے. الہ العالمین, دونوں خاندان کے آپس میں بھی خوب محبت الفت پیدا فرما لیجئے, بہترین جوڑ نصیب فرما لیجئے, آپس میں شرعی اعتبار سے سنت کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, دین کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بھی بنا لیجئے, تمام فتن سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. العالمین جو بھی یہاں موجود ہیں ان کی جائز مقاصد سے دعا کو بھی آپ کے فضل کم سکول فرما. اللہم انا نسألک من کل خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بک من کل شر ما استعاذ منہ نبیک محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, وانت المستعان وعلیک البلاغ. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. ما شاء اللہ, مبارک ہو.